Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. The 38th Parsha during the Torah reading cycle of the Jewish year is called Korach. Korach means boldness, ice, hail, or frost. It is the second word and the first distinctive word in this Parsha. It is from the Book of Numbers, and basically it tells of Korach's failed attempt to overthrow Moses. The story is basically that Korach and his band of 250 chieftains rose up against Moses, and they asked Moses and Aaron why they, Moses and Aaron, placed themselves above the rest of the community, above the entire congregation. After all, according to the Torah, the entire congregation is holy. Moses told Korach and his band to take their fire pans and put fire and incense in them before God, and basically, then the earth opened up and swallowed everyone. There's a question whether the text implies that Korach was actually consumed or he was consumed at a later time. Moses told the people that if these men, Korach and his crew, were to die of natural causes, then God did not send Moses. But if God caused the earth to swallow them up, then these men had been spurned by God. Just as Moses finished speaking, the earth opened and swallowed these revolting people, their households, and all other people, and the rest of the Israelites fled in terror, and the fire consumed the 250 men. There are some other parts of the story. However, this gives us a sense of what the connection is with the Haftarah. The Haftarah for today is from Samuel chapter 11, verses 14 through chapter 12, verses 22. Keep in mind, from my perspective as an explainer, a darshan, the basic idea here is political authority, or the lack of it, and what to do about it. After all, if you're an Israelite, who made Moses the head honcho? Is there anything else going on in the text? Well, Samuel, about who we read today, is a descendant of Korach. That's one of the first connections with today's Torah and Haftarah. And it begins as the Jews gather to formally install Saul as the king of Israel. Remember, the Jews had asked Samuel, who was the prophet, to install a king to rule them. When he spoke to the Jews, he called out, "Here I am, bear witness against me before God, before his anointed. Whose ox did I make? Whose ox did I take? Whose donkey did I take? Or whom did I rob? Or whom did I oppose? Or from whose hand did I take a bribe?" Here, Samuel's discussion is equal to Moses' statement. It really echoes Moses' statement in the Torah reading, where Moses is thought to have said, "I have not taken a donkey from a single one of them, and I have not harmed a single one of them." So now there's a second gathering at Gilgal for a second coronation of King Saul. The first one lacked a consensus. It wasn't convincing. And the people offer sacrifices, and they rejoice together. Samuel then delivers a talk. He asks the people to testify that he's never committed crimes against the people, and they confirm. He mentions how God saved and aided them in every step of the way, and chastises the people for wanting a flesh and blood king. Notice again the notion of power, ruling, and justice. Samuel assures the people God will be with them if they follow in his ways, and of the consequences they will face if they do not follow God's word. To underscore the seriousness of his word, Samuel asked God to send a thunderstorm, but it was not the rainy season. The Jewish people got the message and asked Samuel to intercede on their behalf to have the thunderstorm cease. The Haftarah ends with the reassuring sentence, quote, "For God will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, for God has sworn to make you a people for himself." Was there a historical Samuel? as best as we can tell, there was. And we believe that he ruled from approximately 1070 through 970 of the Common Era. He was around to see Samuel's demise, and at the time of this October, we believe that Samuel was roughly 52 years old. He was known as the Reluctant Kingmaker. Please note that he appointed King David as Saul's successor to his throne over the nation of Israel. Samuel was born in Ramat Zophim in the hill country of the tribe of Ephraim, and he wrote his own book. Samuel is buried in Jerusalem. What occurs to me the most is the question raised by this Haftorah and Torah portion, is the question of power and the right to rule a people. It's also reminiscent of the Greeks and the Greco-Roman period, where the question was asked, who should be a ruler? In Plato's Republic, as I recall, there's a soliloquy in which Socrates asks, who should be a ruler? If the ruler does what the people want, is he really a ruler or a mere follower? If he doesn't do what the people want, then the people will not listen to him. So really, is he a leader or merely something else, not just a loud hawkish? This is a question of power and distribution of power. We see it in our very age today with Congress and the president. Thank you all for listening. And as my daughter in Texas would say, Shalom all you all. Thank you. Remember, I'm not a rabbi. I am just a simple Jew from the hills of Baltimore. In Hebrew we say, Yehudi Pashut Mehare Baltimore. Have a pleasant day.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.